Millions of people around the world can't get enough of celebrities and the gossip about them.
Just kind of a nice break from everything. The stories can be kind of outrageous sometimes, but they're kind of fun and a little different and a nice break just from everyday life.
They like to see your photos. What they don't like is how they perceive that you get the photos. It's a guilty pleasure of everybody in the world.
This insatiable demand for celebrity gossip fuels the London Entertainment Group, says Giles Harrison, founder of the Los Angeles-based photo agency.
I used to see celebs all the time, but it never really occurred to me that I could make money off of taking photos of them, and now I know I can, I do.
It's Saturday morning, and Harrison is on the prowl for an A-list celebrity, like Britney Spears.
Is she there?
No, is she in town?
I think she's in town.
Giles and his team have to stay alert to spot someone famous.
And I don't even have my camera.
Yeah, no, it's Robert Redford. Getting in the car.
He says this is a way to pursue his dream, journalism, and add a bit of excitement to his life.
I've hung out of helicopters, I've hung out of airplanes, I've done a lot of crazy things to get a shot.
At 2 meters tall, Giles is anything but discreet.
Oh, yeah. I could probably tell most of them.
Giles prefers to drive around the city searching for celebrities instead of doorstepping, a term used to describe watching someone's home. Actors such as David Faustino don't like it either.
They're a necessary evil. I don't mind them. I've been dealing with them since I was a little kid on Married with Children, and, you know, it gets a little crazy. I also don't have them chasing me around, like, say, I don't know, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's all good. We're in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Competition among the L.A. paparazzi is fierce, but after 20 years in the business, Giles has made some friends. With some help from his colleagues, he's finally found his A-list celebrity for the day, Brazilian native and supermodel Alessandra Ambrosio, together with her children.
Can't have it both ways, and when you have people like the Kardashians doing photo shoots with their children and you know, selling access to magazines, once they open that door, you just can't switch it off.
Depending on the celebrity, paparazzi can earn a few dollars or occasionally thousands for a photo. For Giles, it's all in a day's work when your job is shooting the stars. For producer Dion Moses, I'm Mike O'Sullivan in Los Angeles.